the grog. The grungy grog groveled before his gouty king, and all the sovereign soldiers stood at distance from the thing. It reeked of rancid sewers, and it looked like death himself. Folded on its knees, it begged and pleaded to the elf. The king was very angered by the actions of the beast. It had dug into the castle stores and had a private feast. No bread was left to toast next morn, no bacon round to fry, no steaks to grill the summer eve, and oh, the thing did cry. "I didn't mean to do you harm, oh please, your majesty. Let me go, be on my way, oh please don't punish me." It drooled and slathered on the rug, and teetered left and right. Its teeth quite stained, its skin so black it swallowed up the light. The old king shifted on his throne, and tugged upon his beard. He thought he'd have it thrown away, he might just have it speared. A club across its noggin, or a blade against its throat. Yes, death would come quite quickly then, and that'd be all she wrote. But as the little grumbling grog wrung its hands so thin, the mighty king began to feel some changes from within. So though before him knelt a thief, confessed in crying passion, a jumbling of skin and bones, the king then felt compassion. The emotion was quite new to him, he was never very pleased, but soon the loving tenderness did spread like a disease. He bent down low, his joints aflame, to gently touch the grog, and shuddered slightly at its feel, so like a rotting log. Then upward glanced the pug-nosed face, and downward glanced the man, two tar-black eyes locked with the gaze of blues that ruled the land. "Let him go," announced the king, while the soldiers gaped in shock. "He's already trapped in a cage that is forever locked." And with that the troops led the grog out in the noon sunshine, and watched him quickly trudge along and through the forest pine. It went quite fast away from there, without a backwards glance, hugged its bloated tummy tight, and did a clumsy dance. It did not know the change it wrought in the ugly king's foul mood. The only thing in its small mind was digesting the man's food.